This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Factor 75. Get fresh meals delivered to your door. Use code MMA Nuts for $40 off your first 2 weeks.
123 Reg. Save 15% off .coms with code COM15MMA18. Lisa Mattress. Get deep rest for everybody. Get up to 160 bucks off a Lisa mattress at lisa.com/MMA with code MMA. Protect a bed. Shield your mattress and pillows from allergen, dust mites, and moisture. Save 20% off with code MMA Nuts. Defense Soap. The ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 415.
415!
My name is Engel Weigel.
Back bro with MMA Show. My fans, for my fans, walking live between serious and ridiculous. I was just getting fascinated looking at my hand, and I was looking at my hand, I'm like, God damn, this white laptop. Blasphemy! So racist!
Or you just had a brain aneurysm. You've only done this like 500 times.
I know.
How the hell does that happen? I have no idea.
You know, I was thinking about two different things. I'm thinking about this white-ass background. Now I'm going to look at it the whole show, kids.
White-ass background will be okay.
So, Super Bowl. You watch it?
Yeah, I went out and watched it. I was not impressed with the commercials, the game, or the halftime show. I'm glad I didn't watch the fourth quarter because I just didn't care.
Yeah, I walked away.
I'm like, this is boring.
Oh my God. This is, I think it was the worst overall Super Bowl and halftime I've ever seen. The halftime, I think, marred the game. I think the game was more entertaining than the fucking halftime show.
Probably. I'm not a huge Maroon 5 fan. I get it, you know.
People. Why does he have to strip the entire thing? Like, I'm going to just keep losing clothes as the show goes on.
That's part of the deal. Because they catered to that millennial crowd.
Did you? And here's another question. Did you like his tattoo style? Because they had a very, like, 1950s kind of feel.
Yeah, like super American
like
style.
Like old school. Yeah. Super, like, I think it's cool. Prison. It maybe cool. I'm a sailor. I might suck cock on a weekend, yeah. But don't hold it against me. Or hold
it
against me.
I don't mind it. I thought it was, there's a lot it's of different. Tattoos, certainly.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, and he had, like, no abs. He was fit, but no abs. It was really weird.
Yeah. Skinny dude. Super skinny dude. Very successful, though. Something.
Yeah, it was shit. The whole thing, I thought, was shit. Yeah. It was a big shit show. And with you, I walked away fourth quarter. I said, I'm out. Tapped out. That's it. Went downstairs and said, thank you. That's no Lady Gaga, let me say that. Lady Gaga still has the best halftime performance I've ever seen.
Hell yeah, she was pretty solid. There was one other, who else was really good? Let me think. Whitney Houston.
I don't remember that one.
Way back in the day, she was pretty fucking awesome. She sang the shit out of that thing. Didn't Green Day do it 1 year?
I don't remember.
I think it did.
All I know is Lady Gaga's here and everybody else is here.
Yeah, she was up there for sure.
I still watch her performance, Ingo. I'm still impressed by her performance.
Oh, have you seen A Star Is Born?
No. Movie? It's a good one. She in there?
Yeah, she's the main actress. Come on, man.
Next thing you're going to tell me, fucking Amanda Nunes beat fucking Chris Cyborg.
That happened while you're on vacation. I forgive you that.
Never happened.
That is funny.
That's just
though.
A bad dream, Ingo.
You were not here when that happened.
It fucking just a bad dream. Me. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
What's going on? Power is fading. We have a ice storm. Everything could die. But the video camera will still have juice, but all the other recording shit will fuck up.
But that's okay.
And then we'll have to use the sound from this.
We'll be in the dark.
It'll all work out.
Light a candle. You got candles in here?
I got candles.
All right, cool.
I got flashlights, too. We could do the family Silva.
I come for you. It's a chill, Sonnen. I come to rape the butt and ride the bus home. Yes. All right, speaking of raping butts in Brazil,
yeah.
There was a card over the weekend.
So what did you think about the ESPN run, the second card?
Second event.
Do you have like a good and bad, or just what was your overall experience with the service this time?
I would say live, quality-wise, hands down.
How did you watch it?
Xbox. Okay. Xbox streaming. Quality-wise, way better than the UFC cards. I've ordered pay-per-views on my Xbox before. Yeah. Quality's like sketchy. This was really crisp, clear. I had one hiccup, and I think we agreed that it was around the same time.
Yeah, like right after a Jose Aldo fight where they're starting to show the highlights.
Yeah, it just stopped working. But then I logged out, logged back in. It was fine after that. I like all that. The app was easy to use. What I didn't like, and this is the problem I had the first time because I didn't watch it live last time, you can't really easily watch back fights. You have to scroll through long 2 hours of...
Yeah, there's no option to pick what the fight is. It's just, here's the video, and then you got to eat all the shit commercials again. get in the game, man. Before, you used to be able to pick. Maybe that's on Fight Pass where you can actually. Yeah, it's on Fight Pass where you can pick
the fights.
Yeah, pick the fights.
Or at least if they had markers where you can jump ahead, that'd be fine.
And then skip ahead 10 seconds, 20 seconds. There's no option to do any of that.
Mm-mm. ESPN won't let you do that.
And I was rewatching the fights today. Commercial, like I was saying, commercials still there.
Yep.
There's playback issues on the fights right now. Two times. The frame stopped, and I hear shit talking, and then it catches up. Like, get your shit together. I understand you had, like, 2 million sign-ups or whatever stats they're trying to tote, but the other nice thing was 7 p.m. Central Time start. Please, more of that. That's so beautiful.
Yeah, I was like, watching it, and I'm like, it's over already? That's weird. And then I turned it off, and I said, I still have lots of time tonight. This is kind of nice. Like, it's I wouldn't mind that. They should do that. I'm down for it. Even moving it. Remember they moved it an hour for a while?
Even an hour for the pay-per-view? It's just... I'm fucking old. I don't want to be up all hours of the night and have all my fucking guests up all hours of the night or like midnight, 12:30.
There's no time to whack off at midnight.
Right. You know? Well, you can, but you got to go reverse.
You'd be sleepy. Sleepy whacking off.
And then how about Bisping? He's on point. And I saw that when he was on the Contender Series, he was one of the color commentators and he's on fire. And he's really good. There was some awkwardness with the interviews, but that's, again, to be expected. And I think it was more of some of the fighters were kind of being jackleggy towards him for reason. Whatever. Some of the bad. What happened to the ass camera? There was no ass camera. There was, I know a lot of the fights got finished pretty early, like first round.
Yeah.
But that Jose Aldo fight went into the second round. And there was plenty of opportunity, and I showed you this earlier, but if you have the Brazilian ring card girls, you got to have the ass cam, ESPN.
This one's nice.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then just that, like you were saying about the stream dropping, you know, so it's not terrible. The quality's good. The price is on point. I don't know. What was it, $4 or free? Depends.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're on like a trial basis for a couple of months.
Yeah. $4 a month is the cost?
Something like that.
Okay.
I mean, it's fair. It's just tough when you think about, you know, I pay, I don't know how many hundreds of dollars to goddamn Comcast, but then I'm like, oh, I got to pay $4 more, but I'm willing to shell out $65 for a stupid pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It's weird. I think it's the subscription model that everyone's got a problem with, you know?
We talked about having like universal subscription for the year, paying like $500 or something, and
just give me everything,
all you can eat,
all the pay-per-views, all the bullshit. Yep. Throw in Fight Pass. I'm not on there that much anymore because it seems like all the cards are going somewhat to ESPN. There's probably gonna be a couple more back that way, but now let's talk about the fights.
Okay,
there was we'll start with this Johnny Walker guy. I don't know what the fuck this guy was doing on the way out, but he's pre-fight face-off, or no, he's getting the grease put on him pre-fight, and this is the kind of shit. He's dancing like a goddamn stripper to the guy putting the grease on his face. The guy's like not having it. He's like, So he got that going on.
Very strange.
I don't know what that's about.
Well, Matt.
Question is, can I get back to my document now?
Oh, no. It's got the Chromebook.
It takes me a minute to get back, but...
You got it. You're good.
So he's doing that pre-fight, and then we have the fight. He throws, like, some spinning shit and then follows the spinning back fist real early and fucking KOs the guy. He almost... When the guy dropped from the spinning back fist, he almost kicked him in the head. He threw a kick, just missed his head, and then... couple of ground and pound shots, but this guy was so relaxed at the beginning of the fight, and the other guy was so stiff. Like, you could see there's that clash of style. Mm-hmm. Relaxed and confident versus just stiff. Oh, I'm coming for you, I'm coming. And then after he wins, he's doing like the caterpillar, like 80s breakdance, and like, man, good for him, he's fired up, fellow. Man.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do we have
Damian
here?
Maia,
sure, go ahead.
Lemon good. Damian getting a submission win early in the first round.
And it really came down to the takedown.
Yeah.
Like, right? He hasn't been successful in his, I don't know how many last fights, but he's been against all these elite fucking wrestlers.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's hard, right?
The Woodley fight especially, that was just hard to watch.
That's the fight. If he doesn't get the takedown, he's done. If he gets the takedown, you're fucked. I'd say 99% of the time.
Yeah.
There's exceptions, obviously.
Yeah, and he finished this one via mounted back triangle, body triangle. What do you even call that? Body triangle.
It was a rear naked choke, but the way I looked at it, I didn't see it under his chin. And it looked more of, because he was up there for a couple of minutes, I think it was more of just an exhaustion tap. Just, man, I'm so tired of carrying you. You've been triangling me. I'm good, dude. Just no good's going to come from this, right?
Yeah.
So I'll just tap out. Yeah. So,
I think he makes a case. I know we love Damian.
Yeah.
It's best jiu-jitsu in MMA. I mean, really.
Yeah.
I think hands down right now, there's nobody that's even close. Just not, you know?
No.
So.
It was good to see. It's nice to see him get back to winning and not, you know, having to fight murder after murder of wrestlers. And then we have the Charles Oliveira versus David Taylor.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And this was an exciting fight. And this is one of those ones where, you know, they're going at it. Oliveira, you know what he needs? Some fucking head movement. Because he keeps getting tagged. You look at Jose Aldo, who's all head movement. And then you look at Charles Oliveira, who's zero head movement. And he keeps getting tagged by shit coming in.
Yeah.
But Tamer eye pokes him. And it was pretty brutal because he got both fingers and both eyes. Ooh. And the ref... I think the first time in history of an accidental eye poke that I can ever remember, took a fucking point off.
Wow.
And applaud the ref, because that never happens, right?
It does not. They always give, like, 5 warnings.
Yeah, because he initially gave him a warning, but Charles took, it looked like, the full 5 minutes. Like, he should. And then shortly thereafter, he got eye poked again, and Charles was like, what the fuck? And ref didn't see it, and he's like, just fight on. Then, what was it, like, the... I think the second round, we ended up dropping him, getting the fucking anaconda choke.
Ooh,
and now he leads the UFC with 13 submission wins.
Yes.
Followed by Damian Maia and Royce Gracie tied at second with 10 submission wins. So
wow.
After the fight, Oliveira said he couldn't see out of, I think it was his right eye after the first round. So he's just fucking going for broke.
Crazy.
Going for broke. He looked good.
Yeah.
He's not even ranked. That's crazy. Then we have Jose Aldo and
Renato
Moicano. What happened?
Well, pretty one-sided fight. And my thing...
Well, the first round, uneventful.
Yeah. But I noticed right away, and I don't know enough about this Renato guy, but Aldo looked quick. He looked on point. He looked in shape. I felt like he had good movement.
Yeah.
He was coming at it from lots of different angles. And even when he went in for the finish, he had the guy rocked, but didn't go for the kill in the head. He was trying to go after the body.
Yeah, because that guy was going high guard, and he said that. I think Bisping even asked him about that. Like, was that part of your game plan to work the body? He's like, yeah.
He went crazy.
It was great to see him. Like, as soon as he stung him, he just went for broke. He's like, if I get knocked out, I get knocked out, because he was dialing everything up.
He was.
Body, head, head. I'm like, oh, and then they stopped it and
got the finish.
There was some. People complaining, like, was that an early stoppage? Like, no, that was fair. Like,
and then he jumps out of the cage, runs across this into the crowd. It looked like he could have broke his leg or whatever. And he's crazy. But and then calls out Conor McGregor. Not on the card, but, you know, now he wants Conor McGregor. He wants that rematch.
I don't think it's worth it at this point. I think Conor should just do fun fights. The time to make that one was right after it happened. When he got KO'd in, 13 seconds?
Yeah.
I was lobbying for that. I'm like, how do you do that to a legend in the sport? It's because you don't want Jose your champion.
That's right.
Because he's not the guy who's promoting the fight, right?
Exactly.
He's not, UFC!
He's trying to start a union at that time, remember?
And everyone tried. They all came and went.
Yeah.
So here's a weird stat on Jose. Did you know he's only 32 years old?
Uh-uh. He looks way older than that.
No! He's got those pride years on him.
Okay.
And he said I think he's got 3 more fights. I think he said he wanted to fight 3 more times. And I don't know if this one counts as one. Mm. But this is the last year you're going to see Jose Aldo. Which is fucking crazy to think a guy at 32. I think he's 28-4 right now. 2 losses to Holloway, 1 to McGregor, and then 1 early in his career. And probably, like, I think a lot of people are saying one of the most overlooked guys ever, as far as, like, you never hear him in any kind of GOAT talk at all. Or not of late at all.
I mean, back in the day you did, but not lately. God, I'm sorry. This UFC website is just...
It's horseshit.
I can't. It's just the worst. They don't even tell you information. I have to click three things through to find...
Why would you want it on one page, Jingo? That's why I said, whoever the graphic designer was from this page, they made the website like it's 1999. Let's just put everything we can on here and make it so hard for the user, but it looks fucking sweet.
They can't put the rankings next to the guy on the main screen. I have to click three things.
I don't even use it. It's
horrible.
Fucking unusable.
Wow.
Unusable. So.
All right, let's talk about the main event.
Yes.
Shall we? Marlon Moraes versus Rafael Asuncao. What were your thoughts on this?
It was quick. It was violent. It was like two hard right hands, and then drops down, gets the guillotine, rolls him over. And that's a wrap. And then he gets on the mic and he said, "This fight almost didn't happen because I have the diarrhea." Like, whoa, what happened to this guy's voice? Like, I respect his call out the diarrhea, but I didn't know he was Mike Tyson. Maybe I did, but I didn't realize
he's
it.
That voice. And my thought is threatening. He looks like the twin
of Eddie Alvarez. Eddie Alvarez. Right, that's like I maybe trained the guy, like, you know.
Like, you know, maybe something going on there. I don't know. Maybe it is Eddie Alvarez. We don't
could
know.
Be.
It's really
I'm pretty sure it could be the Eddie Alvarez. Like, holy shit, dude.
He's like, well, when I speak, I'm going to talk in a high voice.
Can we get him some testosterone? Because I don't think we're going to have the pie weights much longer.
Yeah. So that was the card. Brazil always.
You know what? It was a fucking solid card.
It was. Always Brazil. Always. What's up with that?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
The power of Brazil. Power Brazil,
yes,
propels you or something.
Yes. Speaking of Brazil, can we move on to some news?
Well, there's a couple of things I want to talk about because you know ESPN has the Sports Center, so now they're showing the highlights from this card on Sports Center, and it's weird to see the guys. They're almost the hosts on Sports Center are almost begrudgingly talking about the UFC now because, you know, they probably know nothing about the sport. So now they have to talk about the highlights. Oh, here is this guy. He's locking up what they call the guillotine. Wow, look at him do that. That's impressive. So they're almost being jagoffs about the way they're calling the fights. I don't like it.
Me neither.
So there's that. And then what about UFC 234 that's coming up this weekend? Epic card, epic proportions, right?
No, I'm not excited. The only thing I may or may not be excited for is the main event, but we'll see.
Not listed for you. You got Robert Whittaker versus Kelvin Gastelum. And I'm going to say the rankings because you need to know the quality of the card. So obviously you have Whitaker the champ, Gastelum at 4. Anderson Silva ranked number 15 versus Israel Adesanya, number 6. Hani Yaha, 15 versus, he's in WEC, remember those days, versus Ricky Simon. I don't even know his fucking names. He's not ranked. Montana De La Rosa, number 14, versus Nadia Kasim, not ranked. And then Jim Crute versus Sam Alvey. Not ranked versus not ranked. So literally, you have, here's the rankings. You have 114, 215s, a 6, a 4, and a champ. 100% shit show.
Yeah, there's not much happening. That should be like a fight night card.
Yeah, I'm interested in two fights, and more so the Adesanya fight versus Anderson Silva. I think Adesanya is going to rip Anderson Silva a new asshole, and then some.
You love oh you want to see that so badly.
Oh my god, he's gonna fucking it's gonna be the Matrix versus the Matrix, like it's gonna be John Wick versus the Matrix.
They're making another one of those.
I know, I love it. I love it. Because they're the best.
Yeah.
The guy's just did you fuck my dog this time? You fucked my dead dog, you dug my wife up and fucked her and her grandma, you son of a bitch.
Blowing up everybody. That's it.
I'm going to wipe out a whole breed of dog now. Like, what the hell? John Wick, you can't do that.
He's got the gold coins.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Wick.
He's always got the coins.
Just slide that over.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, that's right.
Where did he get those coins from?
I don't know. That's a good question.
He seems to have a lot. I don't know. He must have done a lot of things. Maybe someday they're going to have to do the pre-John Wick so you know how all that should happen. You just see him retired, but there's going to be a whole pre-story at some point, and then you're going to see him accumulate.
Do they have a video game for this character?
Not yet. They should. That'd be fucking awesome, just walking around.
Blowing shit up.
Yes.
They already made that game, though.
Something.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got? News.
Oh, let me see. Yeah, I want to talk to you about Brazil. There's
Brazil. A mad goat breakout.
No, there's a documentary story movie, I guess they call it, coming out on Netflix, Dead or Alive. It's a Brazilian jiu-jitsu origin story. And it's by the same director that directed Narcos, which I know is popular. I've never seen it. Apparently it's supposed to be a good thing to watch. I never watched that. Maybe I should. But yeah, that seems like it's coming out in the next year or two. So be interesting. I always like stories about Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
So and Hickson, right?
Yeah, Hickson's in there. Yeah, it goes back to 1917
with
where Maeda traveled to Brazil, where he met a 14-year-old named Carlos Gracie.
Thank you.
Yes,
love it.
Anyways, yeah,
I have all those old books I gotta look at again. I've bought some shit off of eBay, some classic training books. It's like 1900s jiu-jitsu and like how to train in the 1900s. I gotta review all those. It's pretty neat.
You remove pants and you insert penis.
Well, that's that sounds more rapey than jiu-jitsu. Hey, whatever way you want to go, you go.
Rapey is always a good way to go. I mean, no, that's not what I'm saying.
No,
that's not what I'm saying.
So what do you mean? I know John Jones has been doing some interviews lately, and he was saying, I have to respect what I put in my body right now on a different level because of all the drug testing. So he said basically if someone was to come up with it, come up to him, even friends, if they had made some homemade chocolate chip cookies, like he can't partake in them now because that's how strict he has to be upon what goes into his body.
So there should be no mishaps.
No, but I mean, legitimate or not, is that fair to the guy? Like, when you think about how ridiculous the drug testing has gotten, the guy can't partake in anything that he doesn't know how it's made. I mean, I can, having celiac disease, I can understand being hesitant to eat shit. Unless, like, if I go to your house, you tell me it's gluten-free. Okay.
Not going
to
my friend's house. Before, right?
You go to Keith's house and he's cooking for us. And he says everything's gluten free. Like, okay, everything's gluten free. I don't have to worry about it. But now John is on this impression like, man, I can't put anything in my body that anybody gives me because I don't know what the fuck they may or may not have put in shit. So that's what I'm just saying. Like, is that fair to the guy, right or wrong, that he has to be under this kind of scrutiny now?
I think it's fair based on his track record. I'm going to go ahead and say. He's a cheater, Matt. He's cheated. He's a cheater.
I don't believe
that. He's a multi-busted cheater. So I'm sorry. If you want, this is what happens when you cheat. Or I should say, this is what happens when you get caught.
Never proved. That was never proved. He had shit in his system. Somebody put it there. Probably Cormier, that cheating fucker.
Maybe give him a cookie.
Probably gave him a cookie.
He's like,
there's cocaine and dick pills and
everything.
Weed in there, too. He's
like, hey, Josh, my mom like made you cookies.
Yeah, I like the party. Sweet. Here, eat this.
Maybe it's Tyron Woodley's mother. She's like,
could be.
Hey, John.
Hey, John! I'm down the road, fuck! You like to eat cookies? Holy shit, lady. I'm literally 2 feet away from you. You don't have to yell in my face. What is that?
You do that really
Jesus
well.
Jesus Christ.
You practice that?
Fuck yeah, all the time. No, because we nerd her so much in that Shrek Force event.
We're all the way across the arena.
I can hear
kick his ass. Come on, Tyra.
Yeah. Kick his ass, Tyra!
I can't even do it.
What are you saying, lady? Take it down a notch.
Oh, want some of that sexual chocolate, dude?
No, I'm just taking it down a notch. Notch.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Just saying.
Drink a beer. I'm going to drink a beer.
He's getting off the reservation here. All right. What else?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. I got to use my touchscreen to scroll here. don't know if I want to show that one. Let's do this one. Trying to click on things, Ingo. Want to see a broken spine? You see this one? Broken not, spine in 3, 2, 1. What the? Oh, God. I remember we went to a place.
He caught the kid, though, didn't he?
No, someone in the background tried. But imagine, they almost went head to head on that. Like, holy fuck. And imagine, I just think of your spine, like, detaching right now. It's just,
Wow, that kid goes fine.
He's not going to be able to walk over again, but hey.
Somebody it looks awesome. Like someone caught him, though.
We're good. But there's almost head-to-head contact. That's what scares me. Oof! Oof!
I don't like those trampoline places.
I didn't even read the caption. It says, don't jump to conclusions.
Okay.
I like that.
That's funny.
Fuck me.
All right, I got a video to show you then.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you seen this? Oh, let me go back. So we have a little finish to a fight. It happened quite funny. You've not seen this?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did see it?
Yeah, it's on our Facebook.
Oh! Oof.
Yeah. He deaded him.
Yeah, with the, what do you call that? Spinning?
It's like a double spin, right?
Yeah.
Well, that seems to be the popular thing. If you throw the first thing and it misses, and you land the second one.
That's always the way to go.
Yeah. Always just keep spinning.
Shoot twice.
Like, I said, I think, what are we throwing, spinning shit now?
Yeah.
I think we've seen this one before, where it's you. I love being able to use this now. It's got volume. The wheelchair boxing.
Oh, nice.
I watched this and I thought, man, wouldn't it be cool if you could have people operating the wheelchairs for these fucking guys? Real control. So you're like, no, I'd like to be in the ring with them, moving those things around. And then if shit's not going right, pick your guy up and just fucking launch him on the other guy. But, you know, when I think of this, I think of Nick Newell. If Finner was only another guy that was missing a limb, I think everything needs to be fair, is what I say.
All right.
So if you guys are in wheelchairs, get in there and fucking rock 'em, sock 'em. I love it.
I like the head movement. It's pretty solid.
Yeah. Like, that's pretty sweet. So it's all about. It's all about head movement, wheelchairs, and other stuff. Hmm. And then the last thing, unless you got something else.
Nope.
Before we get some ass in that. So, I don't know. Colby Covington, he's a weird fucker, so he keeps posting weird shit, and someone had posted this video. I'm going to try to fast forward a little bit here, because this is kind of...
Him and his child?
Not exactly. We need some volume.
Oh, there's a woman. That looks really creepy, whatever's going
on. So, there's him and this chick, and...
She's got big hoop
ears.
She's
got about the same haircut as him.
They ain't gonna get their hands on that Vince Lombardi trophy this weekend, and they ain't gonna get their hands on them titties this weekend.
What the hell?
Go over to mybookie.ag and pound that Rams money line.
What the fuck is going on, man? What the
fuck did I just...
That is crazy.
What is going on? Can we do this?
Big boobs. Holy moly. I'm gonna need to see that one more time, please. Just to make sure.
They get their hands on that Vince Lombardi trophy this weekend, and they ain't gonna get their hands on them titties.
Like how he said, they ain't gonna get their hands on them titties. And he smacks their ass. See, I can respect that in some way. I hate the guy, but hey.
Wow.
I don't know.
That is a commercial, huh?
Yeah. I don't know what's being promoted, but hey, Mang.
Some kind of betting website, I think.
Yeah, it's called BetDSI. You can get a $10 free roll with code MMA100.
I bet you if we made a commercial like that, MMA100, the code would go viral.
Yeah, I know ladies. I know ladies.
Should we make a commercial like
we
that?
We could make commercials like this.
Wow. Okay.
Move right along, kids. Let's do some ass and nuts.
Sounds good.
Do you think Damian Maia will be remembered as one of the greatest to never win the title? The dude is a legend. I hope he's remembered as one when he retires.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to. If you're an MMA fan, if you're, you know, he's one of the best, if not the best ground fighter, in maybe ever in MMA. I don't even know who I could put up against him at this point.
I mean, you could put Verdum in there.
Frank Mir comes to mind, I guess. He finished.
Well, he broke more bones than anybody else in submission wise and Nogueira.
That was nasty.
And then Hall of Fame, too, right?
Yeah, sure. Guaranteed.
And with Khabib waiting until the end of 2019 to fight again, should UFC strip his title? Why or why not?
Strip him!
Yeah! Get him buck naked!
Fuck that guy. I don't know. It's kind of a weird situation. I don't think you strip him. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he'll cry and never fight again if you strip him. He's so
Russian mafia
sensitive.
Kill Dana White or something.
Yeah, he's hanging out with like some dictator from some weirdo country that's giving him like him and his dad vehicles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say anything else. Moving right along. Donald J. Turd asked, do you see a day when Jose Aldo will have such a dominant return that the UFC will rematch him with Conor McGregor?
Yeah, I think if Conor fights Cerrone, win or lose, that I think lose the Aldo fight makes sense. Win, maybe not.
Maybe. I'm trying to think, where does that fight make sense? Next fight for Jose, I don't think it makes sense. Because I want to see Conor versus Cowboy.
Yes, me too. Excuse me.
So maybe if that's a retirement fight for both guys. And I think Jose, why have him fight five rounders? He's a three-round fighter like a son of a bitch, right? Once we start to getting into four and five, he's always had problems.
Yes.
So I don't know. Maybe a three-round fight. Would Conor drink some proper 12 after taking a proper revenge beating on that day? Ooh, I don't think that happens.
No.
I think Conor still wins. He's in his head, man. Mm-hmm. Did you get into his fucking head? You get into his head.
That's right.
What else is I going to say? Oh, did you see Conor McGregor at the Super Bowl with his kid in the matching suits?
Mm-hmm.
Post that. And he was on Kevin Hart's Instagram. Kevin Hart was making a post, and then Conor McGregor runs up with his kid. Like, hey, what's going on? Like, oh, okay. They're about the same height.
Star power, yeah.
4'2".
Yeah, tiny.
Brandon Mason asks, what are your early predictions for Francis Ngannou versus Cain Velasquez? Injury? Pre-fight injury? Pull out?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm torn on Cain as far as where he's at physically.
Well, he fights once every 2 years, so.
I think he can get the takedown on Ngannou, though. That could be a long night for Ngannou, but, you know.
Well, he just beat Blade, so.
Good point. But Curtis made some mistakes in that fight, so.
But it's. Mm. Mm-hmm. What I want to have happen. I want Ngannou to knock Cain Velasquez the fuck out because I'm sick of everyone saying Cain Velasquez is the best heavyweight ever and blah, blah, blah. And Joe Rogan, like, he never makes up his mind. Like, who is the best heavyweight? Is it Stipe? Is it Cain? It's fucking Daniel Cormier, okay? It's Daniel Cormier.
Yeah.
He just never fought there because of Cain. Cain's just so injury prone. It's him coming back. I don't know what version of Cain and what percentage is and what cardio does he have. Think about when he fought Verdum in Mexico. Here's a guy who's known for cardio, has no cardio all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. I don't understand no EPO. But you saw that.
Yeah.
Push it down.
Him
Cain,
and Johnny Hendricks got the bum rap on all that.
Yeah.
So
tough to roll. Was it a 50% Cain that comes back? Lack of mobility,
but
lack of cardio.
The important question is this is a C-level Cain?
Right. I don't know.
That's the important question.
I'm going to go with Ngannou first round brutal uppercut knockout.
Okay. You can buy that.
More on probably what I want to happen than what's actually going to happen. Mm-hmm. Then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. # Nuts Rule. # Matt Rape Train. # Ingo Sugar Daddy. Rank these trilogies from best to worst, if you could, gentlemen, please. You have Dominic Cruz versus Uriah Faber, Frankie Edgar versus Gray Maynard, Cain Velasquez versus Junior Dos Santos, Randy Couture versus Chuck Liddell, and Dan Henderson versus Vitor Belfort.
I gotta say, for me, Edgar versus, what is it, Maynard?
Yeah.
That was probably it's gotta be number one. That fucking fight where he killed Frankie Edgar.
Well, that first one was.
Oh my lord, he killed him.
It was like a draw.
That's crazy.
Right? But if you had the right ref,
yeah,
then Maynard would have won that fight.
Good point.
You know, so I can see that.
Cain Velasquez.
I'm gonna go with Couture and Liddell. That rivalry being, I think it's right there, and right there.
It was
like
good.
The old school legends.
I had that
in
at number
sport.
Three, but okay.
So I'm gonna go one on that one. I'll go two on Edgar and Maynard. What was
Cain?
Your two?
Cain was my two.
Okay.
Junior, ooh. Right? Cain and Junior.
I'm gonna go Cruz and Faber just because of the hate.
Yeah.
Hate.
Yeah.
Cain and Junior for Henderson and Belfort.
Last. Yeah. We agree on that.
So. Okay. Would you rather balance on a tightrope 10 feet high with no net or jump off the side of a rocky cliff with a parachute?
Huh. Tough one. Do I get to practice for a while on the tightrope?
Yeah, sure.
If I can practice on the tightrope, I'll do the tightrope.
I agree. Yeah. I am not parachuting. I'm not going to die from a 10-foot fall, so I'm going to...
You might
fuck some shit up.
You might fall. You might die from a 10-foot fall. It's possible. At our advanced stage, we might die from a 4-foot fall.
Yeah, I can't take those risks. No. With too much shit going on.
Yeah.
More challenges, okay. Would you rather jump off of the second floor of a building? Well, I want to digress, because I used to do that for fun when I was a kid. Into the grass.
Not me.
Because if you do it with a good roll, you survive. I used to do it all the time. Mm. It was weird. So anyway, would you rather jump off the second floor of a building, have 80% chance of breaking your legs and be in a lot of pain for days, but you get paid $1 million? Ooh, okay. You have me at $1 million. Or fight Daniel Cormier in the UFC, have 100% chance of getting 10 concussions, all your ribs broken, a 25% chance of a broken spine, neck, and be in a lot of pain for days, but you get paid $10 million.
But, I mean, the percentages, I'm not aware why they would be so high.
They are what they are.
Oh, I see. I don't like either of those. Both thoughts make me sick to my stomach.
Well, the first one, you have a 20% chance to be okay and $1 million in your pocket. Mm-hmm. And worst case scenario, you break your legs. Both of them. That's not that bad.
That sounds horrible.
No, I like those odds. 20% chance. Well, you're guaranteed $1 million and only a 20% chance to be okay.
Okay.
That's pretty good. The last one, you get $10 million, but you're getting 10 concussions, 25% chance of a broken spine.
How are you going to get 10 concussions?
Because you're going to get so many, you're going to get concussed upon concussed.
All right.
And so it's just not a good day.
Apparently
a broken spine,
referee.
Neck, and being a... So 25% chance of both a broken spine and
I guess,
a broken
if I had
neck.
To pick, probably the legs. No, good point.
Yeah. $10 million isn't worth the broken spine and neck and all the CTE. That you're going to absorb, plus a knockout and public embarrassment, and you could potentially shit your pants
yes.
in the process. Like, oh, man. And you just look like a bitch. You may go fetal position, start sucking your thumb. And Cormier's dick when he jams, pushes you down.
Like,
can't stop him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's a weird
choice number one. All right, here we go. Would you rather that as soon as the show ends, you guys be sent 200 years in the past where you guys would live your lives as powerful warriors, fighting for resources, protecting the weak, building houses, drinking as much as you want, eating like pigs, and fucking the ancestors.
I love this right now.
It's like Gengar Musashi
type
shit.
What's happening here?
Fucking the ancestors of Katzengano, Chris Cyborg, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, Paige VanZant, and others, okay? Or... As soon as the show ends. You guys be sent 200 years in the future.
Uh-huh.
That's scary. Where you guys live your lives as powerful cyber warriors.
Ooh.
Fighting for money, oppressing the weak, destroying houses, drinking as much as you want, eating like pigs, and fucking the descendants of Claudia Gadea, Gina Carano, Mackenzie Dern, Michelle Watterson, and others.
You had me at Gina Carano, though. That's a tough call.
So, into the future.
I'll go in the future.
I agree, because I'll tell you how much of a bitch I am. There's no fucking air conditioning. There's no air conditioning. I'm going to be super cool.
Oppress everybody. Fuck all the bitches. Eat all your foods.
Yes.
Drink all your wines. You know.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's all about the future.
I like how this is working out. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm with you.
Fuck, marry, kill, celebrity edition number 31.
He's so happy he can scroll with his thumb.
Female wrestlers number 11.
Like, look at how happy he is.
Let's start with the Chelsea Green. She looks a little goofy.
She's got some weird eyes, but
I don't like the teeth and whatever that horse mouth.
That's a lot of female.
It is. She's about 8 foot tall.
Wow.
Daddy's a little hooker. And then we got Casey. Oh, Catanzaro.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I like the little outfit. I think that's a younger picture of her.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
And then Tessa Blanchard.
Well, we're going to have to marry the last one.
Okay. I may be with you on that one.
I think we're going to kill the one in the middle and fuck the first one just because she's so weird and strange.
Yeah, I think we're in agreement. And there's something about the double ponytail. I don't know what.
Reigns.
Something about pushing it down. I'll show you. You and your pushing down. I don't know what you're about.
I'm pushing down.
You got a problem over there.
What's happening?
I don't know.
I don't have ponytails, thank God.
Yeah, not yet. You just wait 2 more years. Be doing work. You got any knowledge?
I know this has been around the internet. I just want to get your take on it.
Yeah.
This jogger who killed a mountain lion.
Oh, yeah.
With his bare hands.
That's baller, man. How big? Well, did they say, like, how many pounds this
I've been trying to figure this out. Nowhere does it say how big this mountain
is. It's about the size of a raccoon, probably.
This big.
But it was like a little, like a kitten.
No, it's got to be, like.
They said it was juvenile, so it's small. But I don't know. I need to know poundage. Okay, I'll just be impressed. Holy fuck. How's that?
Yeah, killed the fucking thing with his bare hands. That's pretty crazy.
I wonder if the thing just choked on his blood. Because maybe it just bit him enough and just started gargling in his own blood.
Could be.
And then, I killed it!
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Jiu-jitsu.
Was it? Or just
I think
blind luck?
Blind luck, maybe.
That's cool. Speaking of the jiu-jitsu, did you see someone got a Joe Rogan tattoo?
I did.
It's quite frightening.
It's ridiculous, man.
Like,
Yeah, I saw that. Is that on the knee or something?
I don't know, but I think they said it's the same guy that had Conor McGregor. So I think Conor McGregor is on the side.
It's right here, yeah.
And then there's a real frightening Joe Rogan.
I just think there's something like weird about getting another man's image on your body.
Yeah, like would you ever get a celebrity tattoo, woman or female, ever?
No. Woman or female?
Yeah.
Neither.
Cyborg or cyborg. Like, what is your choice?
Neither.
Right.
I don't want to put anyone else's face. I mean,
there a price? Could $100,000? Would you?
Whose face?
Anybody. It has to be a celebrity. $100,000, 6x6 tattoo. In the place that I decide. Or the person that pays the money.
Time out.
Face. Right on your face. I want Joe Rogan's face on my face.
No,
I want to be Joe Rogan.
I would be fine with it. Nothing above the neck. So otherwise.
100,000? Yeah. Was that your price? 6x6 tattoo.
6 inches?
Yes.
So
it's a big fucking tattoo.
It's pretty big.
I mean, this one, it's
looks
probably
like a shoulder
close to
or knee
that.
Or something, but it looks bigger than 6x6 even.
It could be. It's hard to gauge from the picture,
amazing,
but
quality actually. But
yeah, 100,000. 100,000.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I'm quarter mil.
That much?
Probably, yeah. Because that's permanent scarring and damage.
You can always get
and, it's
covered
and
up.
And whoever wants it, it's gonna have to have it in a visible place. So it's more than likely gonna be on your forearm or some shit, or your face.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't getting on my face. I'm not Mike Tyson, and I'm not
nothing above the neck.
No. I'm not Cody Garbrandt. Maybe on the neck, right?
Nothing above the neck.
I just want a dude's fucking picture, you know? Got Rogan on my throat.
And his schlong on your neck?
Yeah.
Yes. Perfect.
And then seeing how we almost canceled the show tonight, Ingo might die on the raid home.
I hope not. Don't say that.
Fucking ice storm, so yeah.
Yes, horrible ice
storm. Be careful, but I guess this was posted somewhere in the Illinois type area. It says, we are open, the door is closed because it's Sub-Zero. Please don't let him in.
Nice.
Like, we need more people like
that. That are funny like that, yeah.
Just fighting the power.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, whatever happened. I guess it's still out.
I think
Brian just sent me the recent version of the game where it's got the fatalities.
Yeah.
I think you can rip people's dicks off and shove them down their throat
nice.
Or something.
lost its luster for me. But
it lost its luster since college. That's when it used to be in the arcade.
Yes.
You put your quarters in.
What? Those are good times. Competing against each other, yeah.
Sometimes. And some people knew codes and cheat codes, like NBA Jam used to be able to go. And the next thing you know, you got a big head on your guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get hit every shot for some reason. All these cheating motherfuckers in the arcades. I don't know how people knew back in the day. It wasn't this internet thing.
You got passed around through like bulletin boards and word of mouth and shit. You know, old school. All right.
That's it.
That's it.
Shut down.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigold.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.